From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police have released a photo of a suspect still at large following Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200. He is shown alongside two other men who are believed to have been brothers and suicide bombers. The IS group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attacks. Investigators say there may be a link with last year's Paris bombings that killed 130. Two bombs went off at the airport, and a suicide bomber blew himself up an hour later at Brussels' Malbeek subway station near EU headquarters. Commuters Wednesday endured long lines and security checks before boarding trains.
I don't believe really in it. I think if they want to attack, they can attack also here in the queue. So for me, it's just to ease the people a bit, their minds.
They're just trying to protect us, I think.
Security is logic after the events of yesterday.
Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have boosted security at their airports. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Brussels Friday to formally express condolences of the U.S. for the loss of life in Tuesday's attacks. Vice President Joe Biden visited the Belgian embassy in Washington Wednesday.
On behalf of the president, I can say that we are prepared to provide any and all information, capability, technology, anything we have that can be value added to their fight.
Meanwhile, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called on the European Parliament to act on authorizing a passenger name record for Europe. Senegalese voters approved a controversial constitutional referendum, voting over 60% Sunday yes on cutting the presidential term from 7 to 5 years. But the referendum suffered from low voter turnout. The vote also limits the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allows independents to run. This is VOA News. European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini met with the head of the Syrian delegation to proximity peace talks in Geneva Wednesday, along with his opposition counterpart and UN envoy Stefan de Mistura. She spoke later of the need to reach a settlement.
Extremely important. Enter into the political process without delays, without games, with the spirit of reaching a solution.
The head of the Syrian delegation, Bashar Jafri, said he believes this phase of the talks has broken a diplomatic impasse. Those talks are to recess for Syrian elections. President Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new leader, Mauricio Macri, at the start of a two-day official visit, the first bilateral visit to Buenos Aires by a U.S. leader in nearly 20 years. Mr. Obama, in a joint news conference, spoke of his counterpart as a man in a hurry to improve the country's ailing economy.
I'm impressed because he has moved rapidly on so many of the reforms that he promised to create more sustainable and inclusive economic growth and to reconnect Argentina with the global economy and the world community.
President Macri, who took office in December, has signaled he wants stronger economic ties with Washington and other free market economies. Mr. Obama's visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of a military coup supported by the U.S. He acknowledged that U.S. relations with Latin America's dictatorships in the 1970s damaged its image in the region, but said he hopes the release of long classified documents about Argentina's so-called dirty war will rebuild trust. Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic will hear the verdict in his genocide and war crimes trial Thursday, involving the 1995 Srebrenica massacre, Europe's worst atrocity since World War II. The verdict will be read out at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. The 70-year-old Karadzic is the highest-ranking person to face judgment before the UN tribunal. He was arrested in 2008 after eluding authorities for 11 years. A Chinese businessman has pleaded guilty in the U.S. court to charges stemming from the hacking of trade secrets from U.S. defense contractors. Su Bin had been charged in a 2014 indictment with hacking into the computer networks of the contractors to steal plans for the F-22 and F-35 fighter jets and C-17 transport. Sue faces up to 5 years in federal prison. Such hacking has become a major irritant in U.S.-China relations. The UN rights groups called on Egypt Wednesday to stop the crackdown on rights activists and drop all the impediments to their work. 14 organizations, including Human Rights Watch and Amnesty, said Egyptian authorities should stop calling rights activists in for questioning, banning them from travel, and attempting to freeze their personal funds and family assets. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.